السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him in His highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the right path out of their ignorance. And I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, the seal of all prophets and all messengers. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the soul of his house and his descendants, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf, the few verses of Surah Al-Kahf. But I will start a little bit an update about COVID-19 that we are living, still experiencing this pandemic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to quicken the departure of this pandemic as soon as possible. As for today, July 3rd, 2020, in the world as a whole, there are or there have been about 11 million infected cases confirmed, and about more than 500,000 deaths. In the United States, we have 2.8 million infection cases, and about a little bit more than 131,000 deaths. In the state of Georgia, we have about 87,700 infected cases and 2,800 49 deaths in the state of Georgia. In Whitfield County we are living in, there have been confirmed about 1,181 cases, 1,181, with about 10 deaths. All this, and we learned from the news that some states this have a surge, means increase even. So the pandemic has not gone away. We are still living it, experiencing it, and therefore it is warranted that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable humanity to get rid of it as soon as possible. Ameen. The first few ayat, few verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is chapter 18 of the Holy Quran. Wonderful surah. Wonderful meanings. When you sit down and read and think about it, you read and seek for interpretation, seek for explanation. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to us in several ahadith and versions of the hadith that when you read it, you get a sakina, calmness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever you recite Surah Al-Kahf. In another hadith, he encouraged Muslims to memorize the first few verses. In one hadith, 3 verses. In another hadith, 10 verses. In a third hadith, reading and understanding the first 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf. Bear in mind about that. Tonight, when you are sitting with your family, read in it. Not all of us can memorize, but he, alayhi salatu wasalam, told us, read, contemplate, understand, study, and inshallah you will get the benefit, which is calmness. We need it badly in these days when people are suffering everywhere. Then you read and you have instantaneous reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, praise to Him, which is calmness and assurance. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in these few surahs of a few verses of the surah? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba walam yaj'al lahu uwaja. Praise to Allah who has descended the book, the Holy Quran, on his worshipper, and that book has no twisting, no distortion. A specific meaning of this ayah is assuring to us, when you seek knowledge from this Quran, you are not going to get twisted knowledge like a human beings. It's a straightforward knowledge. And he has descended it on his abdihi, his worshipper, not his slaves like some incorrect translations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assures us about the meaning that he is worshipper. And we are a big difference between worshipper and a slave. A worshipper is by choice, I worship Allah. A slave has no will. Actually, humans enslaved each other, but Allah doesn't want the humans to be slaves. Allah wants the humans to be free. And therefore he said, abdihi. In Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 172, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us the meaning of abdihi, to mean his worshipper. And he said, وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes al-Masih alayhi salam, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. Al-Masih doesn't disdain, doesn't reject to be abd lillah. وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Neither the angels, the closest angels to Allah, do not disdain to worship Allah. How do you know that it's worship? In the following words of the ayah, وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ. Whoever disdain, reject, stop from worshipping him, فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. He will gather all of them in the last day for accountability. In Surah Az-Zukhruf, this is chapter 43 of the Holy Quran, verse 81, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدٌ فَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْعَابِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and through him to us, if Ar-Rahman chose, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to have walad, to have a son, then you Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and the believers say, I am the first to worship. But Allah has not chosen a walad, a son, and he is assuring us that in Surah Al-Ikhlas that we recite so many times, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, قل هو الله أحد, Allah is one, Allah is Samad, he is sustaining of his dominion, لم يلد ولم يولد, he has never given birth to anybody, nor he was given birth by anybody, and nothing is equal to him. Allah is assuring us that he doesn't have walad. And this is confirmation about the attempt from the non-believers. And by the way, this surah is Makkiya. It was descended in Mecca when the Prophet ﷺ had a hard time by the polytheists who worship many gods and goddesses. Actually, some of them worship angels, and they described angels as the daughters of God, because angels are known beautiful images. So they thought they were females, and they worshiped them. And this surah, and some ayat of it, is an answer to them. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا. This is the second and third verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this book is straightforward message, and it is a glad tiding, good news to the believers in it, whoever believes in it and follow its guidance and does good deeds, and he or she will have permanent reward, first here in this world, assurance, calmness like the Prophet ﷺ, and in paradise an everlasting inshallah reward. And in the verse, in the fourth verse of the ayah of the surah, وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا, and this book, the Quran, is giving a warning to those who said Allah has taken a child or has taken a son. And it was, at that time, it was direct message to the Quraysh Meccan non-believers. But it can apply to anywhere. This Quran is until the Day of Judgment. As long as there are humans on earth, it's their guidance. Wherever there are people who believe that Allah, praise to him, has a son or has a daughter, this is a warning to them. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةٌ تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا. Those who say, whether in the past they said Allah has a child, or until the Day of Judgment, whoever say that Allah has a son, has a child, they have no knowledge of that. And their fathers had no knowledge of that. It's a big word coming out of their mouth. It's a grave word. It's a wrong word coming of their mouth. And what they say is a blunt lie. That's what the Quran says. Allah has no child. Then he addresses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. How was he feeling being rejected and made fun of and accused of lying himself by the non-believers, the disbelievers? This is ayah 6, and it says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Oh, you Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, don't kill yourself in sorrow and grief for those who don't want to believe. And it is an everlasting message to believers. You tell the da'wah, you tell the message. Don't kill yourself sorrow. Don't be sad. You did your job. Those who don't want to believe, it's their problem, not yours. So he was advising Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salam, and through him advising you, Muslims everywhere, every time, to tell the message. First, to be convinced of the message. Second, to your family, your neighbors, your friends, your community, anybody. And that's your job. Don't be sad. Don't grieve if other people don't believe in it. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We have made everything on top of the earth, surface of the earth, decoration. All what we have, the cars, the house, the clothes, jewelry, gardens, all of this is just deen, a decoration, temporary pleasure for humans. And we did that to see who among you is the best. And who is the best for in the eyes of Allah? The one who does good deeds according to your capabilities. And the 8th ayah, وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرْزًا. And one day, all this decoration will be gone. It's temporary for every generation, but for the age of earth, one day all of this will be gone, and it will be barren. No buildings, no cars, no airplanes, and no people in it. So, contemplate about that. Think about it. As believers, be assured of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy and His kindness and His calm, no matter what happens. And for those who still do not believe, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to guide them, to explain this religion to them. And ask Allah, He is very close, answering your call.